Yeah, we'll catch up sooner or later. I got Jeremy and the kids coming over for dinner tomorrow, so I'll probably be tied up too.
That's one heck of an early dinner.
Well, it's going to take all day to cook it.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, well, after I get back from the elk hunt, I'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, what day are you guys pulling out?
Tuesday morning.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. I've been 0 for 0 on deer so far, so I'm just hoping and praying I get that elk.
I went out a few times with Jeremy. He drew a keno tag, and we saw some does, but never saw a buck.
It's been too warm. They're staying bedded all day and then going out at night and during the full moons. Or moon, haha.
Yep, weather has not been ideal. I'm supposed to, a cousin of mine that lives over by Grand's Pass, he's a mushroom picker. And he's been picking, I can't even tell you the names of them. They look like a big cow turd. But also, he's going to be picking Masataki. He showed me some pictures of some Masataki he got and chanterelles. So I might go out with him next week and go pick some mushrooms.
Nice. When I was out deer hunting, I took a bunch of pictures of mushrooms I kept finding everywhere by just pound for pound. And turns out I was finding a ton of oyster mushrooms and chanterelles. And there was another one. Oh, I can't remember the name. But they were just, like, I could, if they were still good today, I could go get 100 pounds of them. I forget what they were called, though.
Oyster mushrooms and chanterelles are really good.
Well, I thought that the caps on the top of the caps from a bird's eye view, that they were supposed to look kind of like an oyster. And these ones didn't look anything like an oyster, and they were way bigger, and I didn't think they were, but it turns out that they were. I had multiple people confirm it. But, dude, you got to see the size of the reishi that I found. Holy cow. It's probably a good 20, 30 pounds.
Good grief. Yeah, were your oyster mushrooms, were they kind of a yellow tannish tint or whitish? Whitish kind of, I don't know, white?
They were like a dove-feathered white, or gray, sorry.
Boy, you should pick those even if you're not sure and get them identified because they're supposed to really be good.
Really wish I would have because I probably have 20 pounds of oysters and 100 pounds of the other kind that I can't remember and probably a good 50, 60 pounds of the chanterelles. but they weren't shaped like chinchrills, and so I didn't bother with them. And then it turned out that they actually were. They were just in the really early stage.
Yeah, a good show to watch. It's called Mushroom Wonderland on YouTube. And just recently he's been showing a lot of the fall mushrooms. And to me that's a very helpful show to kind of, because you could, you know, like a chanterelle, they can have, you know, the different looks, but they do have certain characteristics that are hard to mistake.
And that's why I didn't bother with them, but I've got some pictures of just, like, a taste of what I was seeing everywhere. And, yeah, it turned out they were chinchrelles. And... but, yeah, I didn't know the chanterelles grew out of a tree. I've always seen the pictures and everything of them being on the ground. And, yeah, it turned out that they're a certain type of chanterelle.
Yeah, typically they do grow on the ground, but just so happens on that video I was watching, he was showing there was, like, dead decaying trees. So there was some soil and moss on them, but the chanterelles were growing through that.